It's time to meet Ocean 100's Interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right, good morning. It is 7:40 at Ocean 100. It's the morning show for Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. -2 in Summerside, -1 right now in Charlottetown and in Montague. It has been an incredibly inspiring week this week, having so many great guests in to celebrate the life and legacy of Kerry Wynn McLeod with the Women of Impact Awards. Our final category is Women in Music. Scott Chapman, who do we have?
Krista Bryson is a music teacher at Three Oaks High School in Summerside and a sessional faculty member with the UPEI Music Department. Over the last 4 years at Three Oaks, she has piloted newly designed popular music performance courses for which she co-wrote the curriculum with Christy Beck of Montague Regional High School. Adding popular music performance courses to run alongside the band program at Tosh has completely transformed the music department into a thriving, diverse, inclusive, supportive space that's welcoming an entirely new crowd of students who are passionate about music in a variety of styles. The popular music program at Tosh has been wildly successful, and it is now being offered in several other high schools across PEI. She recently received a Queen's Jubilee Medal for her contribution to music education through the expansion of the Tosh music program to include a popular music performance, and is nominated for 2024 Music PEI Educator of the Year. Krista teaches and directs music, but most importantly, helps people connect with themselves and with each other through their shared passion for making music. For her contributions and impact on the youth music industry in PEI, Krista Bryson is the recipient of the Women in Music Award.
Ladies and gentlemen, Krista Bryson.
Yay. Hey.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness. Welcome to the show. A pleasure to have you here.
Yes, thank you. It's really, truly an honor to be here.
And you know what? I've heard your name in many different circles in amazingly positive ways for what you're doing at Three Oaks. So it is just awesome to have you in here to tell people what you're doing. Because when I found out, I had no idea how awesome this band program is and how big and awesome it has become. So we're gonna chat about that. We're going to chat about you. What does it feel right now to be a woman of impact on PEI?
Wow. Truly, like, deeply honored, first of all. It was a little, like, shocking when I first heard about this. And I just feel like I always think about all of the women that inspire me. And I'm just really appreciate being included in that group. And I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about the things that, like, we're doing. And it's just wonderful.
I know that our friend Kerry Wynn McLeod, music was a very, very, very huge part of her life, and she would be very proud of this selection. So congratulations to you very much. We'll unpack your story coming up here in a few. You're going to hang out for about an hour?
All right, yeah.
Sounds good. We'll have more with Krista Bryson, our latest Woman of Impact Award winner.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Do not try this at home.
Ocean 100 helps you stay plugged into your community. Listen weekday mornings at 9:20.
Just don't tell the wife they're better than hers.
It's the Hunter's Grilled Cheese Affair this March at Hunter's Ale House.
Cloudy with a chance of flurries this morning and early this afternoon. Wind gust to 60 and a high of 0. Tonight we'll see clearing by midnight, wind becoming lighter before morning and a low of -4 with a wind chill near -9. And tomorrow, Saturday, is sunny. That sounds awesome. A high of +5. Right now it is -2 in Summerside. It's -1 with a wind chill of -9 in Charlottetown.
And Maritime Electric is still dealing with some power outages this morning. About 672 customers right now without power. Areas affected, Georgetown right up to northeastern PEI, and also along many communities along the North Shore in Queens County. So again, 672 customers right now without power. They're working to restore it.
All right, and it is International Women's Day today, and also our final day with our Women of Impact Awards as we celebrate the life of Kerry Wynn McLeod and her legacy. Women in Music today, Krista Bryson from Three Oaks is here, and we will have more with her coming up in just a few. This is Blondie, One Way or Another, Ocean 100.
One way or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you, get you, get you, get you.
That's Blondie, one way or another. Ocean 100, 751. Big shout out to students and teachers and staff today. Parent teacher interviews day for a lot of folks. And I hope that those interviews go well for all families today, heading into a weekend. Kind of a super long weekend because of the weather yesterday as well. So
that's right.
Not too bad. Not too bad. joining us today is our Woman in Music Award winner, Krista Bryson. Speaking of teachers.
Yeah, hey.
Thanks. Hey, yeah. And welcome aboard. And thanks for doing what you do, first and foremost, as a teacher.
No problem.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
A huge thank you. And as someone, as I mentioned to you, who was a band student in junior high and high school, I was one of the kids that looked to someone like you who made a gigantic impact in my life because the music room was such a special place for me. I've got to ask you this. Music sometimes is underappreciated in the school system, but you have created an environment at Three Oaks where kids can safely express themselves through music. How important is that?
I think, Jill, that is literally everything, to be honest. You know, we have like a saying in the Tosh popular music classes right now. We say like hashtag like protect the vibe. Like the vibe of the space is the foundation of what we do, because I just, you know, if students don't feel safe to take musical risks or just risks in exposing like parts of themselves and try things, then the magic isn't going to happen. So once we establish that we're all here together and we're all here to support each other, then they start taking chances and they show all of these different sides of themselves. And it's like absolutely unbelievable to see it like transform right before your eyes.
Yeah, no, it is. I remember, like, because it is, like you said, take risk, because you are quite vulnerable. As a young person, you're learning a new instrument and maybe you're asked to play something on your, like, so for a lot of kids, maybe they don't have their self-confidence or, you know, yet, but you're helping them build that and letting everyone else know this is a safe place. Everyone is welcoming and kind.
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. Yeah.
How did you choose music as your career path?
Interestingly, I was thinking like, back about this the other day, and when I was in high school and I had a lot of possibilities, like I was a high achieving student, so there really was a lot of doors that were open. But then I realized like the place I wanted to be the most was the band room. So like shout out to my high school band teacher, Mark Parsons, who's the teacher at Rural. So all the Rural people, give Mark Parsons a high five when you see him on Monday.
What up, Mr. Parsons?
Mr. Parsons. And I just loved it. I loved everything about band. I loved the atmosphere, like the people, you know, all of those things. And I thought, well, hey, like, why not spend the rest of my life, like career wise, doing something like that, that I'm going to just enjoy each day?
Because you said you were academically, you were great at everything, but music is where you felt you belonged.
Yeah, music was definitely like where I felt the most inspired. And I just felt like, yeah, that was my space.
Terrific. All right. Well, you're in our space right now. And a part of our space includes the celebration calendar, which is the always famous birthday list.
All right.
Okay. And anniversaries could tucked away in there, too. So you've probably heard this a time or two over the years.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, it's pretty special to be here is what I'm saying. Hayden McPhail, happy 13th birthday from Peyton Sawyer and Freya. April Butler, happy 45th from your sister and the rest of the family. Jared Burke in Cardigan, very happy birthday from Carol and Cameron. Lucy Cheverie in Surrey is one today from Nanny, Grampy, and all your family up west. My old buddy JP Robinson is celebrating today. Have a great day, pal. Marcy White celebrating today for mom and dad working at Prince County Hospital today. It's a milestone birthday, the big 4-0. Diane McKinnon in O'Leary, happy 45th from husband Darren, Maddie, Hannah, Ryan and the crew. Stacy Wyand, happy birthday today. Love from Paul and the family. Best Darren Mechanic East of Montreal is celebrating a happy birthday today. Lloyd Banks of Kensington is 82 today. Happy birthday, Lloyd. Belated birthday for Chloe Campbell McEwen, turned 10 yesterday, from mom Ryan and Sophie. And Dexter Shea is celebrating today with love from Haley and the family.
Happy 6th birthday in East Royalty to Meredith McLean. That's with love from Holly, Steve, Grammy, and Grampy. Hayden McPhail, Pleasant Grove, 13 years old, from his fan club, Peyton, Sawyer, and Freya. Bowen Ellis, New Dominion is 5, and Brittany Dowling at Sherwood Styling Salon. Happy birthday to you.
April Butler in Alberton works at Kenton Bloomfield. The baby of the family, happy birthday to you. Adley Doucette in Mount Stuart turning 3. Elmer Hamilton in South Freetown turning 94.
Woo! Happy birthday, happy Elmer. Birthday.
Taylor Burns in Charlottetown, happy 17th birthday for Mom, Dad, Tanner, Chase, Tori, Nana, and Papa. Minako McGladdery in Longview turning 29. Charlie Campbell, happy birthday to you from Ashley and Liam. Sandra Trainer turning 80. Happy birthday, love Kevin the cat. Tomorrow, Nellie Jadis turns 19. Ron Casey also celebrating his birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday from your wife and family. Devin Buell, Darlington, turning 30 tomorrow. Nancy Deacon, also celebrating tomorrow. And finally, Trina Han in Stratford. Happy birthday to you, Trina, from your mom and dad and us too.
Kevin the cat must be pretty good. He can send in birthday wishes.
Listen.
He's good around a computer, I hear.
Cute Lewis, my cat, is like he has a lot of talents. So
of
I don't doubt that this cat, Kevin, can fire in a birthday wish every now and again.
Super. Let's make the draw and award a couple of bridge passes. Bailey Carr and Vanessa Neal. We have your addresses. Wow, that sounded creepy. That sounded real creepy.
We're not going to do anything bad with them.
We know where you are.
We're going to send out your gift cards is what I'm saying. But more with Krista Bryson coming up next on Ocean.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com.
Saturday, sunny and a high of 5. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott. A couple late birthdays here. Happy 19th to Martina Webster from Winslow. Love from your family. And also tomorrow, Dennis McCoffey is celebrating in East Royalty. The Big 5-0. Happy birthday, Dennis. Hope it's a great day. Let's take care of Darcy's trivia for Robin's Donuts. Plus, it's Friday, so that means it's draw day today, too. Mm-hmm. So someone's going to get a $100 gift card from Robin's Donuts. But first, today's question. What are the first names of John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John's characters in Grease? Figured I might give you a lob ball for Friday, heading into the weekend. Go in with a lot of confidence, and most people did. They got it right. It was, of course, Danny and Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
Danny and Sandy. Okay? So now we make the draw out of all the correct guesses this week. All right, Krista, this is exciting. I'm ready. How excited you are over there. A lot of anticipation. Congratulations going out to our winner this week with a correct answer, Sherry McDonald. Congratulations, woo-hoo! Sherry. $100 gift card from our friends at Robin's Donuts. We will have more with Krista Bryson, our Women in Music Award winner, with the Carrie Wynn McLeod Women of Impact Awards next.
Welcome to the Ocean 100 Morning Show. Can we take your order?
Powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware, where customer service is number.
ABBA, Dancing Queen, it's Ocean 100, 8:11, good morning. You're not dealing with buses today because it is parent-teacher interviews day today. So still easy does it. There's lots of ice and whatnot around today after the freezing rain and whatnot yesterday. So just easy does it. Krista Bryson is here. She actually made the drive down from Summerside this morning.
Yeah.
And conditions okay, you say?
Yeah. Yep, it was not too bad.
Not too bad. We like that. Not too bad. So you're at Three Oaks, mm-hmm. Obviously. Like, do you want to shout out anybody at Three Oaks right now that might be listening?
Yeah, like all of them.
Oh, everybody. Okay.
All my music students. But can I give one extra shout out?
Yeah.
Extra shout out to the administration at Three Oaks, because you need a supportive administration that's going to believe in you and give you opportunities to try new things, because we're going to talk about a little bit about all like the new things happening.
Yeah.
And also because it's International Women's Day, we're powerful woman leader at the helm, Jacqueline Reeves,
right.
Who's just an incredible person. And Claire Casely Smith, one of the vice principals. And then Dave Chisholm, who's not a woman, but is an incredible person.
Yeah.
I just want to say shout out to them for all their support.
Well, let's talk about the curriculum.
Yeah.
You know, you are very proud of this popular music program, justifiably so, obviously. Tell me what it is and exactly, and like fill people in, because it really is neat.
Yeah. And a tiny backstory to that is that this process started, we joke that my 9-year-old son, he's turning 9 the next month, was a little baby on the floor, lying on the floor when we started talking about revisioning K-12 music curriculum at the time with Vicki Allen Cook. So shout out to Vicki for her inspiration and leadership.
Nice.
So a whole team of teachers from K-12 decided, she picked us and we decided what could it look like? And then we fast forward. We decided that there's an avenue that's being kind of missed at junior high, high school level. I was one of the high school people about taking leading into sort of the Holocaust school performing arts type vibe. You know, not necessarily directly, but we have the art based music that UPEI music program, etc. So then we rewrote the curriculum for instrumental music and tried to be a little bit more progressive and open minded in that. And then we tackled. Christy Beck and I tackled popular music performance, and the design of it is, it's funny because the name is popular music performance, but I kind of joke it's called anything but band class because it's an opportunity for students to do their own music, and it's very student driven. Sure that we take some opportunities to collectively, we're all going to study this genre of music. They said we're going to have Country Week, which is always super popular. And we're all going to talk about country music and the stylistic characteristics of country music, et cetera. And we're all going to play country music. But then we're going to talk about some of the flaws culturally in that system and cool stuff. But a lot of the time they're just completely choosing what they want to do also. And they can work alone on stuff and work in groups. And it really facilitates students who just didn't feel maybe the band program was the best fit for them. And it also gives the students who are in band and love band a different way to make music too. So that's been kind of cool to see all the ways it kind of offers different opportunities to different students.
And do you think that there was a period of time maybe where, the band program maybe took a bit of a slump with people being interested in taking a band, and now it's maybe coming back up because of programs like this?
I'm not sure if the popular music program is directly impacting enrollment in concert band. I'd have to do some data collection on that. But I think the greatest impact on our concert band programs was COVID, obviously. That was very difficult.
Right.
And so shout out to all the band teachers who pivoted hard through that and are now working really hard to rebuild that interest. So the band programs are still doing well, thankfully, and in most schools. And then there's some schools in PEI where in the community or in the school culture, for whatever reason, the band program has struggled, and this maybe gives another opportunity for those schools to be thinking about different ways they can offer music that better suits the community and better suits the students in that school.
I love what you've done there.
You.
I think it's so awesome. And even, I mean, music, the foundation in classic music, translates to popular music. So they're still learning so much about music, and perhaps at times not even realizing they're learning it because they're enjoying the music so much. My teenager, I love showing him when he plays a song. I'm like, oh, that's a sample from a song, and they make that realization oh, wow. Or that song was inspired by this. Anyway, you teach a range of different ages. Do you have a favorite age group that you work with?
I think that's a really cool question because music teachers are a special breed of people. We generally get into this kind of crazy because it's a big job because you have a passion for music. And then we each kind of have a calling, I think, for an age.
Yep.
And so I just want to also shout out that it's a collective effort throughout the years because we have incredible elementary school music teachers. And you know what? Even before that, we have this amazing, brilliant, I just know this one person, but I know there's more, Sandy Clark in Kensington doing music for young children, starting from age 3, 4.
Right.
So they all do all their work. They inspire students to love music. Then they get to junior high, and we have some brilliant junior high teachers, feeding into Tosh. We have Carrie McClellan at SIS and Jill Power and Melissa at Miskush. And so I think they all have their strengths and they all have their gift. And then I love high school age. Mm-hmm. It's such an important, influential time. And high school has a bad rep. It's been a while, since we all were in high school, but it was not a great experience for a lot of students.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of made a philosophical and pedagogical shift several years ago. The first half of my career, I was so worried about being an amazing band teacher and the pedagogy of being an amazing band teacher, just like my mentors. And it just like hit me, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's hard to remember. But I was like, the job isn't band. The job is teenagers.
Right.
And I was like, that's the job. That's like, that is the job.
Yes.
And it's like connecting with teenagers, helping facilitate a positive experience for them doing this during this like reputably really difficult time.
Mm-hmm.
And then like we do it through music.
Yeah.
And now I get to work at the university, and it's not as much like age-based because there's some mature students, but it's like a different like level. Yep. Of education.
Yeah.
And the university students I'm working with are like third and fourth year students, mostly going into like music education. And I love that. I love working with teachers and like younger teachers or just like less experienced teachers. And then also, obviously, I love working with more experienced teachers because I'm a super dork.
And right, you want to learn.
Yeah. So, but like high school and then the university. And I did get to the opportunity to be the Summerside Community Choir Director last year. Which was like so lovely and not even on my radar, but just an opportunity that came and I took it. And I mean, the community members of all ages,
yes.
Like that's really great. Like it's really lovely.
And there's something, it's so rewarding to see a group come together and yeah. learn. And you can see, you're watching visually the pride, like they're
yeah.
just so thrilled
like
to have learned this.
New,
yeah.
All right. We will wrap things up with Krista Bryson coming up next. This has been fun.
All women.
CA or download the Papa John's Canada mobile app. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's and cheese.
Cloudy with a chance of flurries this morning and early this afternoon. Wind gusts to 60 and a high of 0. Tonight, we'll see some clearing by midnight. Wind will become lighter before morning. A low of -4, wind chill near -9. And tomorrow is Saturday and it's sunny with a high of 5. Right now, it is -1 in Summerside, -1 with a -9 wind chill in Charlottetown.
Sunshine and 5, that's almost flip-flop weather.
Do it.
I probably
flip-flops,
will anyway.
Barbecue.
Totally. 100%.
Crocs. Oh, Darcy and Crocs.
We'll wrap things up with Krista Bryson, our Women in Music Award winner with the Carrie Wynn McLeod Women of Impact Awards next.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's Interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right, and what a week it has been here. We have met 5 super inspiring women this week that are making a huge impact on Prince Edward Island. And that is what the Carrie Wynn McLeod Women of Impact Awards are all about. Every woman making a big impact here on Prince Edward Island. And of course, our Woman in Music Award winner today is Krista Bryson from Three Oaks. How are you doing today,
hey.
Krista?
Great day.
This is so good. It must feel wonderful to be included in such a great group.
Oh, man. And International Women's Day.
Right.
Like, that's really amazing.
All right. Well, let's shout out your family. Of course, you know, behind every great woman is usually a great family, too.
Yes.
All right.
So, wonderful family.
Yes, let's do that.
Shout out to my boys, like my little boys. My sweet Christopher is 6 and Charlie, who's almost 9.
Are they interested in music?
They really love music.
Okay,
they
good.
Are lovers of music, and hopefully they'll keep growing that interest and like play it more and more as they get older.
Right on.
Yeah. And then I have to shout out my large boy, my husband, Gary, who's been a super huge support through all of this, because it ain't no joke to be married to a music teacher who's like wants to do it all and, you know, loves her family and loves her students and loves everything. And I've been ups and downs of me trying to balance that. And Gary's been there all the way. And he's just a huge support.
You call Gary your large boy.
Yes, I mean, that,
you know,
tallest.
What? Honestly, that's what you could refer
he's
to me
tallest.
As. Well, no, I mean, I still act like a child myself. So that's what it is. You know what? We are humbled to have you in our presence today because you were doing great things in the education system. And like I said, when you came on here, I've heard a little bit of background about the different things that you're into. And I can't say this enough. I hope that it just continues to grow and grow and grow because what you're doing is fantastic.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us today.
Yes.
It's been our pleasure to have you in here.
Thank you.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Please listen responsibly.